USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards wants folks to be patient with Ida-related search and rescue operations. The governor saying there are thousands using boats, helicopters, and high-water vehicles to find anyone stranded by floodwaters.
Please understand, we're going to be in life-saving mode doing search and rescue as a first order of priority.
The governor adding Louisiana got hit extremely hard by Ida.
Virtually no one has electricity in this part of our state right now. We have water systems that are out. We have tremendous damage to homes and to businesses.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is calling the U.S. withdrawal out of Afghanistan a particularly dangerous time. His statement comes as President Biden's deadline for a full U.S. troop withdrawal looms tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Supreme Court in South Carolina is set to hear two lawsuits to the state's ban on mask mandates in schools. Places including the capital city of Columbia will get their cases heard tomorrow. This after state lawmakers passed a measure in June threatening districts with taking away their state money if they require masks. As the end of August approaches, President Biden's goal to fully withdraw from Afghanistan looms near. Missouri Republican Senator Jason Smith believes a withdrawal could have been handled a lot better.
The Biden administration has been completely reckless in how they've been trying to exit Afghanistan. The fact that no one from the State Department, no one from the Defense Department has either been fired or resigned is unacceptable.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. President Biden says he does not regret his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former FDA commissioner is taking an optimistic approach regarding a COVID-19 vaccine for children.
As kids across the nation return to the classroom, many parents are looking for approval from the FDA that would allow children under 12 to receive the COVID vaccine. That's something that could come by the end of the year, according to former FDA commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb. The Pfizer board member explained the process that the company will go through to apply for changes to its emergency use authorization to CBS News.
Well, Dr. Fauci was on TV this morning talking about the potential for an authorization. Pfizer is going to be in a position, the company I'm on the board of, as you mentioned, be in a position to file data with the FDA at some point in September and then file the application potentially as early as October. So that'll put us on a time frame where the vaccine could be available at some point late fall, more likely early winter, depending on how long FDA takes to review the application. Historically, they've taken 4 to 6 weeks to review these authorizations.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tiger Woods' backup putter is heading to a new home. ESPN reporting the golf legend's 2002 Scotty Cameron backup putter sold for over $393,000 at auction. The club is now believed to be the most expensive one ever sold. Ryan Carey, co-owner of Golden Age Golf Auction, said Cameron made only one or two putters each year, which means there are only about seven that exist. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.